Olds. During a hearing in Olds, the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for Alberta, FEBCA, was urged not to split Boden and Olds from each other in proposed new federal ridings. That hearing was held September 21 in the Pomeroy Inn and Suites. Commissioners were not exactly overwhelmed with a stampede of speakers. Just two people spoke. Olds resident Joy Cavan, who was on the commission's formal list of speakers, and BAMF Airdrie MP Blake Richards, who was not on that list. A third person scheduled to speak did not do so. As a result, the hearing lasted less than half an hour. Commission Chair Justice Bruce MacDonald said because Alberta's population grew by about 800,000 between the 2011 census and the 2021 census, the province has been granted three more electoral districts, also called ridings, for a total of 37. Currently, Olds, Innisfail and Boden are all in the Red Deer, Mountain View riding. The commission has drawn new proposed electoral boundaries that would see Olds at the very northeastern tip of a new riding called Canmore-Cochrane Olds, which would also include Canmore. Boden and Innisfail would become part of the gigantic Bow River riding. Cavan, who has lived in both Olds and Canmore, objected to the new ridings for Olds and Boden, saying the two communities should stay in the same electoral boundaries because they're intimately connected. For example, many residents of Boden work in Olds and Cavan noted that her son, while a resident of Olds, plays hockey in Boden. In fact, Cavan urged the commission to keep all communities along Highway 2 in the Olds area together because they share the same kind of industries such as farming, and the same cultural interests. Olds has a very strong agricultural base, with the Olds College of Agriculture and Technology one of the major employers and farming a primary economic industry, she said. In contrast, Cavan said the connection with Canmore is not clear, as its main commercial base appears to be focused on tourism, health and wellness. In addition, Cavan said Canmore's population of nearly 16,000 compared to Olds more than 9,000, could result in Canmore's interests concerns drowning out those of Olds residents. She also decried a proposal to split Canmore and Banff into two separate ridings, saying those residents of those two communities also have strong commercial and cultural connections. By putting all of these communities into different federal districts, we would be at risk of poor federal representation, Cavan said. Rural communities are already at a disadvantage, based on population numbers for having their needs issues addressed at the federal level. Commission Chair Justice Bruce MacDonald asked how Cavan would suggest solving the problem. I don't know that I have a better answer other than to tell you that from our perspective, splitting Olds and Boden is not the right answer, she said. MacDonald asked if maybe the problem could be solved by adding Olds and Boden to the Red Deer riding, although he pointed out that riding already has a population of 113,734. Cavan said Olds does have more connection with Red Deer than Cochrane, as residents do travel to Red Deer for some medical appointments, appearances at Court of King's Bench or other provincial services. You just can't take our Boden away, she said. Commissioner Donna Wilson asked Cavan what she would think about drawing electoral boundaries across county boundaries but keeping the spine of communities along Highway 2 in the same riding. Cavan said she didn't care about crossing county boundaries, as long as the communities along the QE2 stay in the same riding. She said that would make it easier for an MP to represent that riding because the residents' concerns and priorities would be much the same. Richards echoed Cavan's points, and he had a proposed solution. He recommended putting Cochrane back into a riding with Airdrie, then moving Chestermere into the Canmore-Cochrane-Olds riding. Richard said that would create two horseshoe-shaped ridings around Calgary, one smaller one with Airdrie and Cochrane in it and another larger one which would include Canmore and Banff, run up through Mountain View County to Boden then down to take in Chestermere. There's precedent for doing that and the population works very well to enable all those communities that prefer to be together to still be together, Richard said. Is it a perfect solution? Probably not. But it puts everyone in all those areas, and appears, to be a better proposal than the current one. During an interview with the Alberton, MacDonald said by September 21 the panel had held about 14 hearings, most of which attracted between 6 and 12 people. He said the commission would hold in-person hearings no matter how few people show up for them. If somebody is prepared to come out and make a submission in response to our list of hearings, we're going to stay, he said. McDonald also pointed that if one hearing site, date and time doesn't work for people, they can always travel to another one nearby that would work for their timetable. Also, a virtual hearing is slated for October 14. In addition, McDonald noted that concerned residents can send written submissions into the commission. The commission will receive those submissions up to and including November 1.